Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're back at Newsom's again to talk with Miss Nancy and Skip and the whole crew here. Miss Nancy, you guys not only have the country ham and all the products, but also some delicious pimento cheese. I've tried that pimento cheese before. It's really good, too.
Yes, that's an old recipe that we're using. And we have it in two sizes. And we have, we don't make it, but we've been using some potato salad that's awful good. And we make country ham spread, and we make a barbecue ham spread, and we have an array of cheeses, and we make sandwiches. We make sandwiches every month except really December, and after January 1st, we start making them again.
Your sandwiches are pretty popular. A lot of people come in and get lunch with you.
Well, they're you can get two sizes. You can get a regular or you can get a working man's. And if you get the working man's, you better be hungry.
Yeah. I've gotten both sizes of working man. It's enough for two meals.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So, you know, you got your country hams. Of course, you guys are doing a lot of whole country ham still. But there are a lot of people who like just a slicer to a country ham.
That's true. Not as many people know about country ham as used to, and not as many people care for the salt. But it is a good product to buy. We still sell mail orders, still sell them. We sell the majority of them in November and December.
Everybody thinks about ham at Christmas time, don't they? And Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes, they do.
So John's doing the ham curing now, is that right?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Do they let you come down and help a little bit?
Well, I would. I check on them.
Somebody's got to check on them, hasn't they?
Yeah.
You got to enjoy this. I know you love your customers and the folks who have done business with you. See all quite often. They've been in business with you for years.
Yes. Some of them have been in business, coming to the business for a very long time. I can't even tell you how many years.
I can't be that, for sure. A lot of great history here. I think that's what makes the Newsom's all so special to me, is just the history that every time you feel when you come in here. And not only the history, but the delicious food doesn't hurt things either.
Oh, no. No, you have to have a good product.
And you have samples up on the front counter. If you want to sample some of the candy, you can do that. Cindy and I had to leave the sample area. We were about to get in trouble up there.
Yes, we have orange slices, we have chocolate-covered peanuts, we have vanilla nut clusters, we have the southern cream drops, we have lemon drops, whorehound. Well, just a whole lot more.
Exactly right. If you don't believe me, come in and see them. You'll see them at the front counter. They're up there. You can find them up there. And then the drinks, of course, right under them, too. You can get all kinds of drinks that you probably grew up with.
Yes, it is. And then we have some that are not the Newsom's label that you used to be able to get.
Good stuff, for sure. Always, it's been a walk back in time here, and just great history here. But love the products, too, Miss Nancy. And I always love visiting with you. I love to see you when you're here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And, of course, I was going to talk to Skip real quick. And so if folks do want to order, Skip, how can they mail order and get things from you?
They can call us direct at the store. They can go to our website at newsomsham@yahoo.com.
You were telling me it's amazing the number of people that even live here, Princeton, Caldwell County, they've never been to the store that you see sometimes.
And that we have it two or three times a week. They'll come in and say, we've never been in before. We live here. And it happens a lot.
Yeah, but you guys carry on a tradition that Miss Nancy and her dad started here a long time ago. And it's neat to carry on the tradition, I'm sure.
Her dad started, I guess her grandfather started it, and her dad took it. And then when Nancy took over, she did things that she probably even surprises her now looking back, because when she took over, it went global. And I mean, that is hard to do. She's got the only ham in the Ham Hall of Fame, or whatever you would like to call it, the Ham Museum in Spain.
That's what she was saying. She went over there for it.
Yeah, from America. She's got the only ham in there. And so she is known everywhere.
I asked her, did she go over and teach them how to do prosciutto? And she said, no, she put her ham in the museum.
She put her ham in the museum, and they probably want, if the truth be known, from what I gather, from what I've heard over there, the people, other people that have visited, they probably wanted to show her how to do a few things, but she didn't need any help. She's done all this on her own.
I think it's fantastic.
States. And, yeah. And you know, what she has done is absolutely amazing. That she took it from... She took it just from a community in a small town in Kentucky to all over the United States. We ship to all 50 states every year. And, I mean, it's word of mouth and everything else, but Nancy is the one responsible for all that. And it makes my job very easy.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I mean, we are here at the end of February. Easter's almost here, and a lot of people want to have Newsom's at the centerpiece of their Easter table. They need to hurry up and get ordered, don't they?
We will feel the Easter rush in about 2 to 3 weeks. That people, the orders will start coming in, and we have the 30 days prior to Easter. I mean, we are covered up, and it's a good thing. We love it. And we look forward to being a part of everybody's Easter that we cater to.
Maybe a question for you, or maybe a question for Ms. Nancy. How do you know how many hams to fix every year, to put in salt and start curing every year?
It is a wild guess. But we go from, we look at the trends and sales from the years prior, and... You know, it's become, the country ham business has become a dying breed almost, because the younger generations are leaning more towards preacher ham. They do not like the salt, but we still just dependent on the way we forecast everything and look at the sales. I mean, we are very happy with the amount of hams we sell. It can be anywhere from 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 a year.
I wondered how many you did. 2,000 to 3,000, 5,000 a year. That's a lot of hams.
It's a lot of hams between, and if you put the preacher ham with that, I mean, it's more than that. It's probably closer to 7,000. I'm gonna say 7,000.
A lot of hams, but great tradition here. People know that great tradition at Newsom's. We're at Newsom's Old Mill Store in Princeton. We'll come back and visit one more time on WPKY 1580 and 103.3 FM.